Well, Doug, first of all, congratulations to you on earning yet another honor for your program with a Coach of the Year honor at large. And one of your former assistants has since, as many people know, taken over the program at Pella Christian, and he too won the same award in Class 1A. What does it mean for you to be able to see what Mike has done and some of the lessons he learned with you, make them their own and do what he's done with Pella Christian?
Well, it's certainly a great joy to see him have the success that he's had. You know, the number one thing, just the fact that he's able to have increased participation. I mean, that's such a big thing of what we were always trying to do. Yeah, he was an assistant for us from 2011 to 2016. And again, thoroughly enjoyed working with him. We were sorry to see him go, but when the opportunity came up to do some coaching at Pella Christian, obviously he grabbed it. And to see that program grow in participation and now start to have success, I mean, that's not at all surprising. I knew that if he could get some kids excited about running and get people out doing the things, I knew he would be able to put a program together that was going to have them have success. So definitely exciting to see that fruit come to life. And I think it's only the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see Pella Christian just get better and better the next few years.
Well, and as you know, it's not just about what happens on the course. And it seems like a lot of what Mike has taken is not only, of course, the program and the tapering and all the things you and I have talked about, but I'm sure you're aware of the team chemistry that he's really worked on building. And I think something that you strive to do too. How critical is that, especially in a sport like cross country, where you maybe don't work together as a team in a traditional sense on the course, but team building feels like it's still such an important piece of what you do. And it seems like Mike has really, at least in my view, excelled in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the sense of synergy of having a group, of what the group can accomplish together, is always going to be better than what any individual can do by themselves. That's just how it works, particularly in the world of running. So I know he's taken that there. And he does that through not just, obviously, you know, there's the team, you know, the team building through community service projects, the team building through the ways they give back to the school and others outside of even his own team, I think are, and again, that's just who Mike is. Mike just, he was always really good at organizing community service projects and coming up with ideas of how to raise money for, say, special ed department and things like that. He's always been very involved, and again, he knows everyone in the community. I mean, again, he is rooted in Pella as much as anyone is, and knows just everyone, and the connections are just great. So he's the whole package.
Appreciate it, Doug. I think that covers it, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
No, just congratulations to Mike. It's been fun. Again, we miss him here. You know, he made us better while he was here. I have no doubt Pella Christian will continue to get better as long as they have him.
Awesome.